Books.
You know, when it's cold out, it's harder to hippity-hoppity. You know, you got to warm up. So do a warm-up before you hippity-hoppity. Do some kind of warm-up that you would normally do in, as part of your exercise regimen. And then, as you hippity-hop, you can hippity-hop off to another land, which would be a wonderful independent bookstore where they're waiting for you. It's the holiday season. You're looking for things to give to other people in the season of giving. By the way, it is Giving Tuesday. Hint, hint. So we have brought in one of the best independent booksellers in our region who is going to tell us some great books that perhaps could be gifts, perhaps could be for yourself, perhaps could be wonderful things that you just add to your nightstand just to impress your friends. Why they're in near your nightstand, I don't know. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joe.
Susanna Hermans is with us. She is of Oblong Books and Music in Millerton and Rhinebeck. I love seeing you. It is wonderful to have you here, and thank you very much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So before I get to the list, let me just tell listeners that my admiration for you, I never thought could reach another level. But the last time you were here, you were talking about books because you were a nominator for the National Book Award for young adult fiction.
Right.
And you went to the ceremony, what, a week and a half ago, 2 weeks
ago?
Yeah,
a couple of weeks ago. And it was just exceptionally wonderful.
And you guys did your job. And what was the winner?
So we chose Far From the Tree by Robin Benway as the winner of the National Book Award for Young People's Literature, a book that I am so proud is our winner. We had such an incredible shortlist.
Yeah.
But the Far From the Tree is a book that everyone should read. It is almost, I would say, a perfect book. It is beautiful. I read it multiple times, and I'm not a crier, but I was crying with joy at the end of that book every time I read it.
Beautiful.
So highly recommend it. If you have a reader in your family who loves John Green books, my goodness, please hand them Far From the Tree. This is the book for them.
And the author was happy?
Oh, she was happy. Yeah, she's been at this a long time. She's really earned it, you know.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, that's a great thing to add, obviously, to the list. And congratulations to her. Congratulations to you. And
thank
it's just
you.
A very cool story. You have a great list of books, and some I've read, some I haven't. And I know our listeners are fascinated to hear what you have chosen for us. So where would you like to begin?
Thanks, Joe. We're going to start with a couple novels. Since I had such an interesting reading year this year, because I was primarily reading for National Book, I really had to choose wisely which novels I actually wanted to read, because I probably only read about 4 adult novels this year, which is kind of insane for me. But I did also have the luxury of listening to my colleagues and finding out which were the best books.
Right.
And those were the books that I wanted to spend my time with. So the first one, which I am almost finished reading, I'm reading it right now, is The Heart's Invisible Furies by John Boyne. One of my friends in publishing told me that this was in his top 20 of all time. And then the next time I saw him, he says, you know, the last time I saw you, I said it was in my top 20. But really, if I'm being honest, it's in my top 5. And I take that really seriously. Like, book purveyors don't just go around saying that books are their favorites of all time. So I picked this one up. It is truly wonderful. It's John is an Irish novelist. He is extremely well known in the UK and massively award winning. Lesser known here in the States, but I think this is his 10th novel. This is the story of an Irish man told from his birth through the present day, his birth in the 1940s to the present day, in 7-year increments. So we meet him when he's born. His mother is 16, unwed, pregnant, in a small Irish town where she's basically shamed out of her town. Her priest kicks her out of the village, and she goes off to the big city and decides to start her life. She gives him up for adoption. We meet him at 7. He's been adopted by a very eccentric pair of an odd couple for sure. And he begins his life and we get to see him grow. What's great about this book is you can hand this to, especially I think it's a great novel for men, which is hard to come by, a great literary novel that you can hand to a man of almost any age, because you meet this character at so many different times in his life. Right. You will find yourself in this book. And he, you know, the character you come to discover as he discovers himself that he's gay in Ireland. Being gay is illegal, and it's really a dangerous thing.
This is like the late 80s, early 90s, right?
Yeah. It goes from the 40s to present day.
Yeah,
so
but,
it's,
okay.
but
as
yes,
it's,
but
as
through,
it's coming I, out and yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, and it's I'm just loving it. And it has more humor in it than you would expect. I'm really blown away by this one.
The Heart's Invisible Fury is John Boyne is the author. It is published by Hogarth and a beautiful book. It looks great. All right.
Next up is Celeste Ng's new novel, Little Fires Everywhere.
You know, every time one of her books comes out, I think to myself, I'll remember how to say her name this time. Never
do. It's just like ing. That's
okay.
How.
Ing.
Ing. Yeah. This was the first of her books that I've read. I had intended to read her last, and I never quite got to it. So when this new one came out, I really prioritized it. It's excellent. It's about a Midwestern suburban community where there are two families we focus on. One is fairly upper middle class and very by the book, and they have rented an apartment out to two tenants, a mother and daughter, who are much more eccentric and have a very interesting backstory and past. And it's how these two families combine and how they latch onto each other and their stories become intertwined in a way that cannot be undone. It's a great book about mothers and daughters, and I think, you know, if you love literary fiction and a great domestic story, this is a perfect book.
Little Fires Everywhere by Celeste Ng, and it's published by Penguin Press.
And then lastly, we have Hidden Sea, a tale of the once and future Nutcracker by Gregory Maguire.
This is what I'm reading right now.
Excellent. You know Gregory Maguire mostly from his book Wicked, which of course became the smash hit Broadway musical, but he's really made his career in taking a story from a fairy tale and giving it a life, giving it a deep literary life. And that's what he's done with this. It's the origin story of how this Nutcracker was created and who made him and what his journey is.
It is. It's beautiful. His books always have a wonderful morality. And great moral tales, and he packs a lot into a book to give you a lot to think about, and to think about these stories that,
yes,
of course, we know so well. Now you have him coming to the store.
We do. He will be at our Rhinebeck store this Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Saturday is Rhinebeck's Sinterklaas Festival.
Oh, that's exciting.
It is so exciting. If you have not been, it is a traditional Dutch Christmas celebration. It is throughout the entire day on Saturday, and there are activities and events, and thousands of people come to Rhinebeck Village for this. It's truly a family day, and for me personally, the highlight of that day is the Starlight Parade, which is in the evening. It is one of the most beautiful things I've seen in our little village. And then, so this event with Gregory will be immediately following that. So our event's at 8 o'clock. Please come out and meet him. He's a really wonderful guy.
He's so sweet. And Albany's own. And yes. Grew up right here. And is just one of the nicest people in the business. And the new book is Hidden Sea. He's going to be on the show on Friday. We're excited to talk to him. That's why I'm finishing up the book now.
Wonderful.
I'm loving it, so I look forward to that. And the event will be on Saturday at 8 o'clock, and that will be capping off an entire day's worth of events. And you can find out more by going to the Oblong website, which I will direct you to at the end of this segment.
Excellent. Next up, we have, let me just preface this by saying there was a surprise bestseller last holiday season called The Hidden Life of Trees.
Yes.
Which was massive. Everyone wanted it. We could barely keep it in stock. I am so thrilled to say that this gentleman, his name is Peter Wallabin. He's a German naturalist. He manages a woodland in Germany. Like, come on, guys. He has a new book.
Like you do. Sure.
Yes,
you do it.
You know, of course. So his new book, it looks just like the last book. So it will fit perfectly on your shelf next to Hidden Life of Trees. This one is called The Inner Life of Animals, Love, Grief, and Compassion, Surprising Observations of a Hidden World. This is the kind of book that you can buy 10 copies and just give one to everyone you know. It's beautiful. It's a small package. It's a lovely hardcover. And anyone in your life who connects with animals, this is just such a natural gift. It's beautifully written and well translated from German. And I have a lot of people who are going to be getting it this Christmas. Spoilers. Sorry, family.
The Inner Life of Animals by the author of The Hidden Life of Trees, Peter
Wallabin?
I'm going to go with that. Love, Grief, and Compassion, Surprising Observations of a Hidden World. Beautiful. It's a beautiful book, too. What a nice package. Okay.
Okay, moving on to kids' books. I think it's really important to have a tradition at the holidays of reading books to your children. You should be doing this all year.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, I grew up with, like, every Christmas we would read the same book aloud. And for me...
What was the book?
The book was The Story of Holly and Ivy by Barbara Cooney. And it's illustrated by Barbara Cooney. I think it's by Rumor Godden. Yeah. One of my all-time favorites. So this year, the book that is that going to be that book for a lot of families is Red and Lulu by Matt Tavares. It is a stunning picture book about a pair of cardinals who live in a big pine tree, and they love each other and they are together. And then one day, Red comes back to the tree to find that it's been cut down and taken to New York City with Lulu still in it. And of course, this tree is destined for Rockefeller Center.
Oh, dear.
So he decides he's going to try to follow and find her. So it's this beautiful journey of him making it to New York City, reuniting with Lulu, who was waiting for him, and then making a home inside this tree through the holiday season. And then at the end of the season, when the tree gets taken down, they decide to stay in New York City and live in Central Park. And the illustrations are spectacular. Matt Tavares is an incredible artist. It's published by Candlewick Press, who is known for their absolute excellence in children's picture books. And this is the book. This is the book.
And it's a great, beautiful book of the city, too.
Yes.
Just absolutely gorgeous.
Yes, certainly.
Did you ever read Mr. Willoughby's Christmas Tree?
I know it, but I've not read it.
That was one of the books I read when I was a kid.
It's so important to have those books that you come back to year after year.
You get the Christmas tree, and it's a huge Christmas tree. It's like 10 feet tall.
Oh.
But they have a 9-foot ceiling. So they have to take off the top. So then that becomes a small Christmas tree. And then they keep on cutting off the top of the Christmas tree to give it. You go down to the mansion, down to the little.
Oh.
So the little mice have a Christmas tree.
Yes.
It's very cute.
Oh, I love it. Right. I love it. So now we have two books for your middle grade readers, I'd say ages 8 to 12. The first is The Wonderling by Mira Bartok. This is a novel about a half fox, half boy who lives at this home for wayward and misbegotten creatures, where he's treated terribly, of course. And he has only been given a number. He doesn't have a name. Things are really sad for this little fox boy. But he finds a friend and decides to go, that they are going to escape and go on a journey to get to his destiny. It is so lovely. It is such a beautiful, beautifully told classic feeling novel. It's just very magic, and I really quite loved it.
I met her at the, she was at the NEBA, at the
yes.
New England
yes.
Booksellers, Independent Booksellers Association, and I met her and I got a copy of the book and I read it, and it's just remarkable. It's beautiful, and
yes.
it's a stunning, it brings you to a whole place and time that you wouldn't, a long way of saying I didn't think it would be my type of book. It was totally my type of book. I loved it. So.
Fabulous.
There
Fabulous.
You go. Next up.
Next up, we have the first in a new series that's called Nevermore, The Trials of Morrigan Crow. And this is about this is for your your Harry Potter, your Percy Jackson reader. It's a fanciful adventure. It's about a girl who is cursed. She has the family curse, and everything's going to be terrible in her life. She's going to bring badness to everybody, except that one day she gets picked up from her home by a gentleman who is going to take her off to a magical city that she didn't know existed and put her in training to go to this school for people who have an extreme talent. But she doesn't know what her talent is. It hasn't been revealed to her yet, but this guy seems to know like something special about her. This is just a fantastic world. The author is Australian, and it has such a nice rhythm to it, and this is the kind of book that you get to the end and you have to know what's going to happen next. So if you've got a kid who's a really voracious reader, this is perfect.
It is Nevermore and The Trials of Morrigan Crow by Jessica Townsend. Cool.
And then one for our teen readers, Genuine Fraud by E. Lockhart. This book is for people who love a twisted story, a mystery, a story about two girls who
not a story with a twist, a twisted story.
Twisted story, okay. For sure, yeah. Though it does have plenty of twists. It's about two girls who are best friends, or are they? One might be an heiress, but it might be a lie. One has... Oh, gosh, I don't know how to describe this book. It's very hard to describe. But it is basically an extremely unreliable narrator, lots of twists and turns, maybe a murder, deceit, deception, bad friendship, ladies hurting other ladies, but you're rooting for them anyway. It's really fabulous and twisted, and oh, gosh, you just have to read it.
All right, now I'm intrigued.
Good.
Okay.
That's the least I can do.
Genuine Fraud, E. Lockhart, and that's it. So what else do you want to tell us about?
Oh, man, I just want to mention that we're having, in addition to having Gregory Maguire this Saturday, next Saturday, which is the 9th of December, we're very excited to be hosting a book signing at our Rhinebeck store at 6 o'clock for the renowned photographer Annie Leibovitz, who has a new book of a retrospective of her career out. The book is as gorgeous as all of hers are, and she is one of our favorite Rhinebeck locals, and we're so pleased to be hosting her. So please come out and meet Annie on the 9th of December.
I've been to the event that she's done in your store a couple of times.
Yes.
And it's beautiful. It's always very nice. I know she's just be signing books, but she's always very gracious and lovely.
Very. She's really a truly wonderful person to meet.
Annie Leibovitz, and you can find out all the information about the events going on by going to oblongbooks.com. Oblongbooks.com. Better yet, visit them in Rhinebeck and Millerton. They have two locations because they can't harness in all the excitement in just one. So Rhinebeck and Millerton, oblongbooks.com. We post each week's book list to our website as well, wamc.org/roundtable. Susanna, have a beautiful holiday. Thank you very much for being with us. Give my love to your family, and thank you very much for the great work you do for our community.
Oh, thanks, Joe.
Great to have you. Thank you very much. Again, oblongbooks.com, oblongbooks.com, and you can find the list out at our website, wamc.org/roundtable. We'll be back after this.